Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you give out the Flirt Divert number at the weekend? Would you like to put it in your phone now? You don't have it yet, do you? It's 0770 774 914. Give it to people you don't like on a night out. Now, you know we say put the Flirt Divert number in your phone as me or my number. Never ever store it as Flirt Divert. Normally that's good. But then sometimes bad things do happen as a result.
Hello, this is a message. You have lost your mobile phone. It has been found on the Sandstone Trail. I will take it home and you can call me and your phone can be returned. Thank you.
But when it is this phone, she can call she or...
Now, is she talking to a robot at the end there? What is that? So what's happened there is they've gone through the phone and thought, okay, me, right, I'll call this in case they're checking their messages, and then I can return the phone. What I see, it's great that people like that still exist in this day and age, isn't it, .com? Now, we have cut out her address on that message, but if you do need a new phone, I can put you in touch with a lady who's got one going spare. Right, now, you might get given the Flirt Divert number on a night out, but some people, see, they see right through it. There's no flies on him.
You thought you were clever, didn't you, darling, eh? Giving me a false number. Haha, caught you out. Bye-bye.
See, he's not stupid, is he? He knew it wasn't the right number. I bet the person who gave him the Flirt Divert number now feels really stupid themselves, don't you? Right, now this one will make you feel a little bit sick, just to warn you.
Oh, hiya, babes. You know, I'm so glad I met you last night. We just, you know, I just thought we had a connection, like, you know. We had it all, you know. I just thinking about you so much all last night as well. Please give me a call back, yeah? Graham. Bye, babes.
Right, is his name Graham, or is the person he calling called Graham? What do we think?
Oh, hiya, babes.
Right, now this next one does prove to you that alcohol in fact makes you even sexier than you are already. The more you drink, the more attractive you become, as you can hear in this message.
Hi, son. Some crack last night, mate. Oh, yeah, I'm still bladdered here.
What do you think, Laura?
Yeah.
Oh, love a man that swears whilst drunk as well. It's real nice. Right, anyone know what's happened on this one? What's happened here?
Hey, I love it. It's right from last night. I'm sorry about what happened and your wardrobe and that. Give it a wait at this call and we'll meet up again tonight if you want or tomorrow. Cheers. See you later. Bye.
What happened with the wardrobe?
Sorry about what happened and your wardrobe and that.
Has he knocked it over or something?
Don't know. Climbed on top of it. Now, some people, when they're sleepwalking... Don't have a little wee in the wardrobe. Doesn't Chappers do that? Does he sleepwalk?
Chappers does sleepwalk, but I think that you're more likely to have done something in the wardrobe.
I don't sleepwalk. What?
Haven't you weed in a wardrobe before?
Where did you get that from?
You've told me.
I've never had a waz in a wardrobe, ever.
Yes, you have.
I have not.
It's the kind of thing
you do. Where did
you
get that from? Right, but...
You're always wazzing in strange places.
Can we have this off air, please? Anyway,
maybe he was looking for Narnia in the wardrobe.
Rubbish. Right, finally, on Flirt Divert, an actual celebrity. It's taken 3 years, but we've got one.
Hello there, Rachel. It's Sean. Giving you the opportunity to thank me for the great night I gave you on Sunday night. And if you want a return performance, get in touch. You know the number. It ends in 007. Licensed to thrill.
That is amazing. Sean Connery on Action Flirt Divert.
Hello there, Rachel. It's Sean.
How good is that? Someone's given Sean Connery the Flirt Divert number. He's called up.
You know the number. It ends in 007.
I can hear it now.
Yeah, it's him.
Hello there, Rachel. It's Sean. I'm just giving you the opportunity to thank me for the great night I gave you on Sunday night. And if you want a return performance, get in touch. You know the number. It ends in 007. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know my favourite actress, Lindsay Lohan?
Mm.
Right. Apparently, a lot of people don't like her in Los Angeles, right? Oh. And she is the reason now for loads of people leaving LA. Right? This is absolutely true. I found this advert which has been running for a property company in Los Angeles, and they're advertising houses not far away from Beverly Hills, but not actually there, because Lindsay lives there and they want to be as far away from her and Paris and Nicole and Brittany as possible, right? So this is an actual advert that is running on a Los Angeles radio station, right? Lindsay's not there, so you want to live there. Check this out. This is unbelievable.
Ugh, more paparazzi? You can't even go to the grocery store in peace in this town anymore.
Tell me about it. Between the tabloid reporters and the insane teenage movie stars, we're lucky to get any quiet at all.
Oh, wonderful. There goes Lindsay again. Isn't there some way we can escape from all of this?
Sure, we can go check out a new home at Porter Ranch. They've got it all, from detached condos to luxury estates. Right now you can move up to the hills above Northridge with all the luxury, scenery, and comfort of Beverly Hills.
But without the 24-hour media coverage.
Exactly. Plus, pricing on a new home at Porter Ranch starts under $400,000. That's something else you won't find much of around here.
Homes under $400,000? Hey, I'm convinced. See you later, 90210.
Visit Porter Ranch Saturday, August 4th, and enjoy a day of fun for the entire family with food and refreshments from 12 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, all right, love. That's enough. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Between the tabloid reporters and the insane teenage movie stars, we're lucky to get any quiet at all.
This is the best bit.
Oh, wonderful. There goes Lindsay again.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
More mingers that you met this weekend coming up next on Flirt Divert. We played this earlier. Some people are saying that this might not actually be the real Sean Connery. Really?
Hello there, Rachel. It's Sean. I'm just giving you the opportunity to thank me for the great night I gave you on Sunday night. And if you want a return performance, get in touch. You know the number. It ends in 007. License to fill.
You know, he was probably doing that in the bar with her as well. And she was like, yeah, that's a really good impression of Sean Connery. Here's my number. Call me sometime, loser.
Hello there, Rachel. It's Sean.
Yeah, I don't think it's the real one. Now, ladies, you know I'm not good with the girls. My track record ain't good. Tell me, is this the way to your heart? Do girls like this?
All right, sweetheart. I had a well good night last night. I think you're well fit. Send me a text or something sometime. We'll go out for dinner, yeah? Nice one.
Nice one, yeah. You as well fit.
All right, sweetheart.
Do they like sweetheart?
You're well fit.
You're well fit. It was well good, and you are well fit.
You're well fit.
It's so romantic. And amazing. The woman off Mystique is back on Flirt Divert.
You're well fit.
Yeah, right.
Hear me now. It's Christy Wright from Saturday Night. I was addressed as a cat. What do you think of that? I licked my paws, ended up at yours. I f***ed my It made me scream. And you was crap. What do you think of that? In a bit.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.